It is high time that we were getting around to a consideration of the magnum opus of Louis E. Bish, M.D., Ph.D., formerly professor of neuropsychiatry at the New York Polyclinic Medical School and Hospital, and associate in educational psychology at Columbia University, and the author of Be Glad You're Neurotic. Some of the reassuring chapter titles of his popular treatise are I'm a Neurotic Myself and Delighted, You Hate Yourself, No Wonder, No, You're Not Going Insane, Nor Will Any of Your Fears Come True, Are Your Glands on Friendly Terms, and Of Course Your Sex Life is Far from Satisfactory. Some of you will be satisfied with just these titles and will not go on to the book itself, on the ground that you have a pretty good idea of it already. I should like, however, to have you turn with me to Chapter 7, one of my favorite chapters in all psychomentology, Your Errors and Compulsions Are Calls for Help. The point of this chapter, briefly, is that the unconscious mind often opposes what the conscious mind wants to do or say, and frequently trips it up with all kinds of evasions, deceits, gags, and kicks in the pants. There are many interesting examples of conflict and error, of compulsion and obsession in the chapter. A colleague, writes Dr. Bish, told me that when he decided to telephone his wife to say he could not be home for dinner, he dialed 3 wrong numbers before he got his own. It's because she always flares up when I'm detained at the office, he explained. This shows that psychiatrists are just as scared of their wives as anybody else. Of course, I believe that this particular psychiatrist dialed the 3 wrong numbers on purpose. In the case of all husbands, both neurotic and normal, this is known as sparring for time and has no real psychological significance.